Hello, and welcome to another delicious episode of Mocha Latte After Dark. I am your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and today we will be discussing online dating outside of your race, religion, and dating internationally. So please stay tuned for Mocha Latte After Dark. Welcome back to Mocha Latte After Dark. I'm your host, JJ Fitzgerald. And today's topic is online dating outside of your race, religion, and internationally. I've been asked a number of times, how do I go about meeting someone of another race or meeting someone of another religion or meeting someone in a foreign country? And the answer is pretty simple. If you are a white person who wants to date a black man or black woman, you go to websites like Black People Meet or any other website that the demo is black people. If you want to date, say for example, a Jewish person, there's a website called JDate, which is very reputable. I've been on there a few times. I only encountered a few fraudulent people, so for the most part, it's upstanding, credible individuals. If you're looking to date someone internationally outside of your country, then the websites typically have a filter section where you can basically designate what country you're looking for or what area you're looking for. Which brings me to another topic. Just be very careful if you're trying to date someone outside of your country, because you never know what their true agenda is. A lot of people have hidden agendas, not just outside of this country, even within this country, but particularly watch yourself when you're trying to date internationally, because you don't know if a person is genuinely interested in you for you or for what you can do for them, like getting their papers for them. I had a situation in which I dated internationally. I met a guy who lived in England, and when he reached out to me, I was on Match.com, and when he winked at me, I was thinking to myself, why is he winking at me when I'm in the United States and he's in England? This doesn't make sense. He was a student over there. He was getting his PhD. Because I didn't have a paid subscription and he didn't have a paid subscription, we couldn't send messages to each other. But he seemed intriguing enough, although I should have gone with my first thought, which was, why is he reaching out to me? But I didn't. I was intrigued by him. So from his profile, I was able to gather enough information to track him down. So I sent him an email at his university and he responded, and there began this whirlwind, emotional roller coaster of a relationship, if you want to call it that. I went to visit him twice, and I met his mom, and I spoke to his brother, and I was just all in, because also, I was very vulnerable at that time. I was going through a divorce. I was all over the place emotionally. And so, after a while, I realized that, you know, he wasn't really trying to be with me for me. It was just for his papers. And so what ended up happening is I petitioned for him to come to America with a K-1 fiancé visa. And about a month before it got approved, I found out he had a baby with somebody else. And she was very pregnant when I applied for this visa for him, but he never ever told me that she was. I found out through Facebook. Good old Facebook. So if you want to date internationally, I'm not knocking it, but just make sure you keep your eyes, your ears, and everything open and find out as much as possible about the person. The other thing too with dating people outside of the country is it's really hard to track down divorce records and things of that nature. So a lot of times men will have wives in their country and come here and marry somebody else just for their papers. And you have no idea that they have this wife over in their country and children and this whole other family. Sometimes people find out, sometimes they don't. So just be very, very careful if you're going to date internationally. When we come back, I'm going to sit down with a guest and further discuss dating outside of your race, dating internationally, and dating outside of your religion. So stay tuned for more Mocha Latte After Dark. Welcome back to Mocha Latte After Dark. I am your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and the topic of discussion is dating outside of your race, outside of your religion, and internationally. I have a very lovely guest here by the name of Stacy, who's going to share about her experiences dating outside of her race. Welcome to the show, Stacy. So you are a black woman who dates outside of your race. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And what was the reason for that?
Well, I always had really bad luck with dating inside my race, some of them were in gangs and some of them were just violent. So I wanted to try something different because I heard that other people or other guys, other race of guys were better than the race I was dealing with. So I wanted to try it.
You do realize by saying that you might be under some fire.
Yeah, I understand. A lot of my family members don't talk to me anymore. And some of my friends don't understand. They're like, why aren't you hanging out with us? And why don't you date a black guy? And I'm just like, no, because I really had a bad rap with them. So I don't care, really.
So can you go into a little detail as to what happened between you and some of these black guys, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure. So basically what happened was most of them were very violent and abusive, and they would yell at me or try to hit me, and just because of little things. And I was really scared, and my parents raised me to be loved and respected by anyone, so that was something that I wasn't used to. So I wanted to get out of it fast, so I found a solution, and I was dating white guys.
Do you think that it is a white and black issue, or that you just chose the wrong black guy?
I think it's just maybe I chose the wrong guy, but I think that I could pick a better black person, a black guy to date, but it's hard for me because there's a lot of discrimination with us today, and a lot of us do not want to be together, and we want to be outside of our race. So I just decided to actually do that and just go with a better white man that's going to treat me well. And maybe in the future, I will actually meet a decent black guy, and they will treat me right. So hopefully that happens.
So when you say there's discrimination within the race, is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
What do you mean? Can you elaborate on that?
Basically, I think that black guys do not really want to be with black girls. They're mostly into other people, like foreign girls or just white girls, period. They don't want to be with us. And some of them do. I'm not going to say all of them don't, but a lot of them really don't want to be with us, and they go outside their race, and so we're kind of stuck there. Black women are kind of stuck there, like, well, who are we supposed to date? So we just go with other people, and we date white guys. They actually treat us better, so that is basically what I meant.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here and being so frank. I appreciate it. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up this episode of Mocha Latte After Dark. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Mocha Latte After Dark. I'm your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and I have someone by the name of Julia on the phone. She called to talk about her experience with an international love. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me regarding your situation. So tell me, what happened?
Well, I was seeing this guy who also was going to college, and he asked me if I could pay his school fees. He was going to school in Scotland, and I told him that I probably wouldn't be able to do it. But anyway, long story short, I ended up sending him this money, and it was a loan. You know, it wasn't a gift, it was a loan, and I made that very, very clear. Basically, he never paid me back, so here we are 10 years later, and he's gone on to become a professor, and he still has not given me a dime back. And I've called him and I've emailed, and he just ignores me. So ladies and men, please be careful out there when you're dealing with these characters that are out of the country. You're better off just staying here and dating whoever's here and just pulling from the pool of men or women right here in the United States, because you're playing a very dangerous game when you start dealing with people outside of the country.
Well, thank you for that, Julia. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to hear that you went through that unfortunate experience. Well, that's a wrap for another episode of Mocha Latte After Dark. I am your host, JJ Fitzgerald, and it's been a very interesting show. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next delicious episode of Mocha Latte After Dark.